soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on September 10, 2022. This is Get Real. This was the phrase that came within my musing today as I continue pondering one of the many false gospels in our day, the pseudo-grace of certain professing Christians that seem to believe one may do all manner of darkness, thought, deed, word, and the like, without any ramifications. They certainly deny that God will reject and refuse them eternal life. No, they believe something that says, once saved, always saved. But it is clear in the scriptures, volumes of truth, that contradict their lying false gospel. Volumes, I say. Initial reviewing texts from Hebrews, Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, John, 1 John, and Peter too, document the fact that those who do or have working out of them a long list of things, they will in no wise enter the kingdom of God. They are without inheritance, it is written. Furthermore, Paul forewarned on this multiple times repeatedly and urged, let no one deceive you with empty words, that they that do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Christ. This is a serious issue. It is one thing to be tempted by false doctrine, but it's another to stay in its clutches and then promote it to others. Woe, woe, woe! Woe to the false teachers! When a person comes to Jesus on his terms, laying down their lives daily, following him, following and obeying his word, learning from him, receiving the one and only true doctrine that is of God, that he teaches, then they are his disciple indeed. That is the fact of the kingdom of God. People of this erring doctrine that believe a Christian, so-called, cannot be rejected by Jesus because they are under grace are deceived. It's clear, a person who sins is a slave to sin. As Jesus said, the slave does not live in the house forever. Interesting. But he that is freed by Jesus is freed indeed. They are the ones who follow his word and will never see death. What? Yes, that's in the Gospel of John. Not only that, but Jesus has perspective that they who do the deeds of Satan are his offspring. The devil is a murderer from the beginning. There is no truth in him. And when he speaks, it's a lie, for he is the father of lies. And those of the devil cannot abide in the true doctrine of Jesus. They can't, because they're not of God. They cannot hear the word of truth. Those of God receive the word. This is the most amazing, simple test one could have, how to tell if someone is of God or not. The spirit of error is made manifest every time someone rejects with closed ears, heart, mind, the pure word of God. It's evident. As Jesus outlined these basics to his enemies, he stated how he always did what was pleasing to the Father. He spoke as he was instructed and taught by the Father. His doctrine he had seen with the Father. This is the show and tell manner of his kingdom. So few know this in practical everyday life, though they profess to be Christians or churchgoers. It's easy to gloss over these important aspects that are plainly recorded in the Word, but don't. Jesus told these wicked religious ones who sought to kill him that they wanted to do the desires of the devil. I'm going to say that again. They want to do the desires of the devil. Jesus is the opposite in only doing what he saw the Father doing and walked in total loving obedience. It is written of Jesus how he loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God has anointed him with the oil of gladness in Hebrews. Is that true of the religious Christians and churchgoers? I do not think so. For the most part, they think as the ancient idolatrous Israelites during the time of Jeremiah, that they are free to commit murder, adultery, lie, steal, and even burn incense to other gods. They do it right in the middle of the religious place, the temple, or the synagogue, and now renamed church. This is that offensive to you? Well, happy are you if you are not offended by Jesus, because he tells it like it is. God cannot lie. It's impossible. He will bring correction and reproof. And if those he speaks such admonitions receive it and change, good for them. But woe if they refuse him that speaks from heaven. Hebrews chapter 12 speaks of the real deal, kingdom of God, and the faith, that faith offers. A place with the lordship of Jesus Christ, an innumerable amount of angels, God the Father, the judge of the living and the dead, a place abiding that Jesus has the keys of death and Hades, and he tries all the hearts of everyone. Some of this dialogue comes about because of those who say that Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5, they were not killed by God, though the text speaks differently. Why would someone discount who killed the two independently for conspiring to lie to God and putting him to the test? Have they never read 1 Corinthians 10 about the example, and again, example for learning about those whose dead bodies laid in the wilderness, not going into the promised land? A series of executions at the hand of God Almighty came upon those who had tasted of the good word of God, seen his power manifested, and many such wonders, yet they sinned by idolatry and fornication, putting him to the test, as well as murmuring against God. And God struck them dead, ladies and gentlemen. So you think God changed? He says he has not. You think that Christianity is a place to treat God with contempt? I say you better not. Do you really think you can do despite the spirit of grace and trample underfoot the blood of Jesus Christ as if it were some base, common thing? You're delirious, and make plain you do not know God, but deny him with such words and deeds of the devil. Get real. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Forsake your evil thoughts and your wicked ways, the Lord says. Cast aside as dung all your false doctrines of men, women, false teachers, masters of religion, the lords of churches, the pastors, and all the other isms and titles that come from those who mock God through their religious business of leaven. Let God bring it all down and expose it by his marvelous light. The true word of God is living, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. It proceeds from the mouth of God by the Holy Spirit. It is found wherever it is and in hearts, minds, spirits, and mouths of the true followers of Jesus who are real. They got real in Jesus. You can tell by what they say. You can tell them by their fruit. They follow Jesus and follow his word. God is with them. Jesus discloses himself to them, and they follow in his footsteps. They are free from the world of wickedness. They are free from sin, iniquity, and transgression. They walk in faith that works by love. They love God. They love people. And they are so often treated with such contempt, for they hate them as they hated Jesus. Nothing is new under the sun. So many find themselves in the same place as Paul when he was a chief sinner killing followers of Jesus. He was totally deceived by the ism of the Jews, Judaism, the builders that rejected the chief cornerstone, Jesus, and all the doctrines the religious leaders invented and transposed for the truth, just as Satan did in the garden. The fathers, the elders, the rulers of the synagogue studied in their schools and sat in the presence of their false teachers learning their craft. These are the ones who lie and wait to deceive. They are cunning and crafty, subtle and slimy, wicked and treacherous, though they act nice. Nice as is a phony demeanor concealing the murderous lying intent as a voracious wolf in sheep's clothing. We were warned of them by many godly brothers in the Lord, prophets, apostles, disciples, and Jesus too. They are never satisfied and will strip you bare, steal all your sustenance, and gnaw it down to the bone, exactly like their daddy Satan the devil, the dragon, and the serpent of evil. Beware of them. And again, I urge, get real. In Jesus, that is. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.